John Fackler, we're going to go to you with story number one. This story is coming out of WSVN Channel 7 in Miami. I'm going to read you the headline. I'll read you the first couple graphs, and I want you to comment, Mr. Fackler. And for the record, let me just tell everybody, you wrote about white-collar crime. You wrote did business stories. You also did restaurant reviews. You're not a construction expert. You're also not a real estate expert, which is why I thought this would be a perfect story for you, because I want to get that general public type of perspective. So here we go with the headline, Mr. Backlift. Brickell demolition on hold after slab of building falls on street. No injuries reported. First couple graphs, Mr. Fackler. A controlled demolition that was taking place in Miami's Brickell section was put on hold after heavy pieces of debris fell onto the street below. And for anybody who wants to know where this location is, it would have been between Southwest 8th Street, Southwest 7th Street, right on Brickell. It's a corner property. It used to be the Northern Trust Bank building. It's also where the sales center was for Brickell City Center Rise and Reach Condominium. So I'll go on, Mr. Fackler. According to the City of Miami Fire Rescue, a slab of building that was being demolished tumbled to the ground in the area of Brickell Avenue and 7th Street at around 2:40 p.m. Saturday. And there's a quote from Fire Rescue Lieutenant Pete Sanchez. He says, a concrete slab that was being demolished fell below, down to the floor, and onto the sidewalk. A cell phone video posted on social media by Only a Day captured the moment that the slab came down. And here's a quote from the fire lieutenant. Fortunately, no one was below and no one was injured at the time. Area residents were shocked by the sudden collapse. Wow, that was dangerous. That was crazy, said Isabella Cantano as she watched the video of the collapse of this piece of slab. Mr. Fackler, 2:40 in the afternoon, you would think that a lot of people wandering around the sidewalks in and around the Brickell Avenue area are very narrow. Everybody's forced to congregate. Right. Typically, when they're doing some of this demolition, what they'll do is they'll put up some sort of safety covering. Anybody watches the video, they can see that the slab that fell roughly from the 7th or 8th or 9th floor, something like that, came tumbling down through this. How does that make you feel about the way that demolition is occurring? And what do you think could have been done to avoid this in the future, Mr. Backler? And I will say you're not a construction expert and you're also not a real estate expert.
No, but if you look at the video, you could see how close this slab came down to people, pedestrians on the street, cars driving by. It was really a shocking thing to see. I'll be really interested to see how this story plays out. I don't know how you don't evacuate at least a block or maybe even a mile around a demolition. I know in Vegas, when they demolished those casinos, there'd be miles of empty space, so there'd be safety measures there. I don't even know if they had any safety measures here, and neither did the reporter. How is that even possible? Now, in Manhattan, you have a lot of demolition. You have a lot of high-rises going up. I don't know what the safety measures are in New York. But you certainly don't hear this type of a situation in New York. It certainly would make news. You have building collapses in New York, just like you do in Miami or anywhere else. But I was just shocked to hear that there's no safety measures. Obviously, they're putting this demolition on hold until proper safety measures are in place. But it'll be real interesting to find out if there was any safety measures at all.
Now, Mr. Fackler, would you have any recommendations for either developers and or government officials as how to make this more safe if you have a slab falling at 2:40 in the afternoon on a Saturday?
There's going to be a big firestorm, a big uproar because of this. And I think there should be some sort of measure, and there should be PR about this too. This should be put out so the public knows. Listen, there's several miles or several blocks will be cordoned off, so to speak.
Mr. Fackler, are you saying the street should be closed until this building is demolished, or they have a closed lanes to give people someplace to walk?
That's probably a better recommendation, because you can't close down a whole city. Miami's bustling, full of exploding as far as the population. So I don't know how you possibly even close down a couple of blocks. You may have to just be very specific and close down a few lanes, but it's something that certainly has to be looked at.
Interesting. John, we're going to go to you with the next story. But before we do, though, let me just throw it out there to you two gentlemen. Both of you know about real estate. Both of you consume real estate. You are written about real estate. Have you ever seen any interesting scenarios that maybe can help the community avoid this going forward?
Fines. Big fines.
Yep. Money talks.
and gentlemen, Eric or Sean, Is this sort of surprising given the fact that roughly 2 years ago, a condo tower collapsed on the barrier island between Miami Beach and Bell Harbor, Sunny Isles Beach area in a place called Surfside, that the governmental officials who are so focused on making sure these buildings are safe and they're structurally sound, that they don't have a solution? They're putting up some plywall and a little bit of scaffolding to protect people from falling slabs. Does that sort of surprise you? Or maybe it hasn't been a problem until now, so nobody really cares about it.
Because you're talking about at the nexus of Brickell Avenue and between 7th and 8th Streets. You've seen what happens if you even try to close off a portion of that stretch. It's a traffic apocalypse. I'm not really sure, especially for the demolition of a small building. I don't really know for the demolition of a small structure like that, how far you can go on such a busy pair of parallel streets with Brickell Avenue. Not to mention you have the daily drawbridge that snarl your traffic. Just getting around there is so challenging.
That's a great point. Jean, let me just ask you a follow-up based on you said fines. Jean, when a developer wants to build and they need to bring in the cement trucks, and it typically lasts for hours and there's multiple cement trucks that are going back and forth and they're pumping the cement, they typically do it at night. Jean, any reason maybe the city of Miami in such an area such as Brickell Avenue and 8th Street, 7th Street, is there any reason they shouldn't be doing this at night when most people are not walking around rather than at 2:40 in the afternoon on Saturday?
Actually, I thought that was actually a good thing they were doing it on a Saturday afternoon, because Brickell is really not that crowded on a Saturday afternoon. Brickell is crowded Monday through Friday during business hours. The weekends, it's pretty quiet, especially in the afternoon in September. It's not like there's a bunch of people running around. It's hot, it's humid. You saw there weren't a whole lot of people walking around. It makes sense to do it on the weekend when there's not that much traffic. Basically, the central business district is basically closed. I think it makes sense. Yeah.